Joyce Meyer. The 2014 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Crossing Jordan has to do with, it's a type of having to deal with yourself. You see, God is not slack, nor is He impotent. God can do anything at any given time, any way He chooses to do it, and do it fully, accomplish it fully. But the issue lies with us, as it was with Israel. God gave them the promise, but they were not prepared to possess the promise. The first set of spies that God did not choose, actually He consented to it, but didn't choose it, didn't choose to send spies because He had given them a promise. Why spy the land when God's given you the land? Just go up in there and tell them, get out the land. They sent spies, and the spies didn't cross the Jordan. Two had been equipped and prepared, but 10, the majority that caused the people, that infected the people with their unbelief, did not cross. They died by the plagues that they thought Moses was leading them into for their families to die by. They died by those same plagues. Amen? So we see when you cross the Jordan is different because self has been dealt with. Now, if we're truly going to pull down strongholds, we must first pull down the strongholds on the warfare plane of our mind, our thinking, our motives. Because when you enter the promised land, your heart has to be pure. You cannot give place to the devil to work with things. You know, if you were a thief in the wilderness and you don't cross the Jordan and you go into the promised land, now you're just a thief in the promised land. You've not changed. And so you would hinder the establishing of God's purpose or nation or kingdom. So, the Jordan has to do with us dealing with ourselves. Now, we looked at Philippians chapter 2, 5 through 8, talking about Jesus, chapter 2, verse 3, 4, 5 through 8, how being equal with God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, being equal with God, yet he made himself of no reputation. Now, this is King Jesus. He knew the way. He knew the way to pull down the... He had to deliver mankind. And you think about a moment. When he was in the garden, he said, Peter, put away your sword. Don't you know that I could pray and have more than 12 legions of angels come? We could fight like this, and there would be no contest. But no, he walked in a manner by which we can follow his example and find individual deliverance, individual triumph. See, what he did is a finished work. It's done. We are saved. He's given us all the grace that we will ever need. Hello? Everything we will ever need is already available to us. It's not something we got to try to get. This is what we have to understand. That's why the weakness of God is stronger than men. Because, see, some folks still trying to get, still trying to get, still don't think they are capable, still don't think that they are, you know, qualified. No, God qualified you. Jesus paid the price. He defeated every devil. Hello? Every one of them, not one of them, Satan himself has been defeated. Jesus triumphed over them, and then he gave us the victory. Now, we are to walk in that victory, but that type of victory you cannot attain in your own strength. You cannot attain that in your own nature. It's got to be the nature of Christ. That's where the victory's been wrought. See, anything outside of that, the enemy can deal with that. He can vex that. He can work with that. He can use that. If your temper has not been given over, it's not a matter of, you know, you not being able to know. Jesus did it already. Hello? It's a done deal already. So really, you and I today, we are without excuse. Hello? Don't shout me down, but we are without excuse because he did it already. What it is, it's a matter of whether you are willing. And what happens with us in the course of our life because of our feet being in the world, oftentimes we operate like the world. Oftentimes we are under principles that are in the world. So pride is brought into the house. And instead of being able to submit or humble ourselves as Jesus did, he was God, but yet he took upon himself the form of a servant. Come on, he was showing us the way. The foolishness of God is wiser than man. The weakness of God is stronger than man. But sometimes we are snared because we don't follow that path. At some point in time, we want to rear back and lay claim on our rights. Listen, when there's spiritual warfare, there's first where you have to yield yourself completely to the presence of God, to the Spirit of God. If you don't do that first, you can go in there fighting all you want and get beat up and never really experience the victory. But once you have crossed the Jordan and you, as I said last time, you can kick a dead man, he ain't gonna kick you back. Hello? You can slap him around, he ain't gonna slap you back. Yeah, you can do anything you want to him, but he's not gonna respond or react because he's a dead man. We identify with the death, burial, and resurrection. Look at somebody telling us, it's already done. That area you having trouble with denying yourself, Jesus already paid the price for that area. For that little thing you can't seem to let go. You can't seem to get the victory. No, he gave you the victory over that already. Stop trying to get what you already got. Just yield. Just be willing to yield. There is grace for it. He did it all. He covered all the bases. He gave us complete and total victory. But as you face your promised land, you have to cross the Jordan. You can't go into the promised land fully yourself, because if you do, you will see out of your own eyes and you will look like a grasshopper. That's why the just shall live by faith. We got to see with different eyes. We got to hear with different ears. Amen. We have to see with different eyes. We can see certain things, but I don't see it. I heard that, but I ain't listening to that. Hello? He'll take the things that are not to bring to naught the things that are. It's a walk of faith. All right? The reason some go round and round is because the lack of appropriating this principle. And you know, a dead man, you never hear him wake up and say, well, how long I got to stay dead? How long, Lord? Come on, see, some of us could die for a little while. And then we go to wondering, how long I gotta act like this here? You ain't dead. You know, rigor mortis set in. Some of the bodies would be in the morgue and set up. Be a little something left in them. Listen, there's a foolishness in God that man outside of God doesn't understand, cannot comprehend, doesn't even see that door. He knows nothing of that. All he knows is pride and defending himself and fighting. But Jesus understood at the cross, the greatest victory was in when he, no word of rebuke, no threat, he totally yielded not to the devil, but to his Father. He dismantled everything. Everything was taken apart. Every devil was defeated. if we follow that, if you can understand it, and I tell you something, the enemy in situations like that sometimes will work overtime to get you to react. Those in, like, all hell breaks loose. What is he trying to do? To get you to react. Because he knows if you stay dead to yourself, there's a foolishness that kicks in that's wiser than man. There's a weakness that's stronger than man. He knows these things, and we need to know these things too. So that's where we begin. Amen? Jesus is going before us, and we need to understand that it's a finished work. I'm not trying to get something I don't have. I have it already. I just have to appropriate it. I'm not trying to get, the grace is already sufficient. Amen. We don't need anything. We have it already. It may not have manifest, so I need to humble myself and allow God. If I yield to God, see, there's a grace that comes only with yieldedness. I said there's a grace that is only released through yielding. Spiritual warfare, getting victory, doesn't mean you're a bull in a china shop. When it comes to the natural realm, how many understand where we're going here? This principle is so vital to sustaining victory, to living in victory, and to going to the next levels and entering in and possessing and not just having a foretaste and then being turned back because you're fleshing out. Those victories don't last. Carnal, they're fleshly. A lot of times they're demonic. You're playing right into the devil's hand. But when you can humble yourself and you can cross over and you can allow yourself to identify with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, when you can follow his example, when you can say in a situation, what would Jesus do? And truly follow that. Now you're about to pull down some strongholds. Now you're about to enter into some things. But the catch is, there'll be no room for your flesh to glory. There'll be no room for flesh to glory, but it'll be glorious. All right? So give me Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. I want to continue to build on this because there are a number of things in that portion of scripture the Lord told them to do as they crossed over. Now let me say this. The only spiritual posture. You see, the Pharisees had a spiritual posture where they were proud. Church folk, shout me down. Am I preaching too hard already or what? Church folk that were proud. They took pride in their appearance. They took pride in their giving. They took pride. It was a sinful pride because their objective was to be seen of men. You remember how Jesus said, when you give alms, don't let your right hand know what your left is doing. Don't sound the trumpet. Literally, Pharisees in the marketplace, they'd have an entourage. You can read about it. And when they would see a beggar, there would be people with trumpets. And before they would give, dun, 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 and everybody would stop and look. And then the Pharisee would give an alms. That's why Jesus said, don't sound the trumpet.
We are continuing in part 17 of The Faith Crisis, Pulling Down Strongholds, part 2. Sometimes pulling down strongholds is not just using force of words, but the exercising of love and kindness to dismantle hatred and cruelty, just as Jesus did. In Numbers 33 and 50, we see an example of man not operating according to God's will. Moses and the people, when they were spared from Egypt and arrived at the Promised Land, sent spies into the land, but that wasn't God's plan. They were to arrive in faith and to go in and inhabit the land. That was God's plan. Because of the way they went in, God gave them a foretaste of the land and what was to come. But being recently freed, most of them maintained a slave mentality and never really experienced what God designed for them to possess.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.